So I was going to ask you to follow up on this patient. Can you talk about what happened in terms of the disease and what happened to him?
Yeah, so he had an excellent response to AAVD.
So he was randomized to the
Yes,
experimental arm then.
he was randomized to the experimental arm with brentuximab vedotin AVD. And after 2 cycles of therapy, a PET scan showed that he was in complete remission. And after the third cycle, he developed grade 2 neuropathy, which required a dose reduction of his brentuximab vedotin to 0.9 milligrams per kilogram, which continued. He did eventually have, by the end of treatment, a reduction in his neuropathy to grade 1. But most troubling for him, he was a physician, but he was also a musician. And he had difficulty during the course of treatment fingering his keys on the saxophone and playing the piano, which was very important to him. So there was consideration and discussion of whether we would hold the dose of brentuximab vedotin. But as his neuropathy did improve with the dose reduction, we were able to continue it for the 6 cycles. And now he continues to have grade 1 neuropathy, but overall he's able to function well and continues to play his instruments. He has had 2 children since completion of therapy, and it has been now 5 years, as you have noted. And so he is considered cured of his Hodgkin's lymphoma and is doing very well, actually.
Could you describe more specifically exactly what symptoms he has of the neuropathy at this point, and how does it affect his musician activities?
Yeah, so neuropathy can be difficult to discern and grade in clinical practice. My instinct is if you have any difficulties with daily living, for example, zippering zippers, buttoning buttons, tying shoes, these are things that I commonly ask my patients on brentuximab vedotin to gauge what their level of neuropathy is, because oftentimes patients will not consider these changes in their practice necessarily significant, but they can herald a progressive neuropathy, which is better to be identified early on. In this particular patient's case, he had neuropathy both in his fingers and his toes, as well as actually a patch of numbness in his right thigh, which developed after the third cycle, which was a little bit unusual. This numbness, when he was fingering keys, I believe on a saxophone, made it difficult for him to identify the individual lever to push, if I'm using the terminology correctly. I'm not a saxophone player, obviously. And often his fingers would slip off the levers as he played. So his playing became worse, and it was noticeable to him. And when I examined him, he did have some difficulty buttoning his buttons. Sometimes what I do is I put a coin on the table and ask him to pick it up without sliding it off. And I noticed that he had difficulty doing that. Something that takes 1 second took him 5 to 10 seconds. So these were all indicative of grade 2 neuropathy in my view for him.
I'm curious, you mentioned that he's a physician, so obviously he can see this through much more sophisticated eyes, but when he looks back on it, does he regret going on the trial or receiving this treatment? Or does he maybe view these symptoms as a trade-off for the possibility that he might have avoided a relapse he could have had on ABVDs? He would be able to understand that it seems, based on your numbers, maybe 1 out of 20 chance.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I asked him that question. I asked him a couple of different questions. I asked him why he went on trial in the first place. What made him choose the trial versus standard therapy? And then secondly, what did he think about the results? Because he read the paper when it came out, and how did he feel about that? Overall, actually, he was very satisfied with participating in the trial. And I think he felt that the neuropathy, while noticeable to him and difficult while he was on study, as it has improved to grade 1, he is comfortable with that. I think if it had persisted at grade 2, he may have had different thoughts. And that sort of highlights the importance of being proactive in addressing neuropathy. But that being said, with his neuropathy now quite minimal, and obviously the outcome of him doing well now for 5 years, he seems very comfortable and very happy with the decision. When I asked him why he went on the study, he really looked at the phase 2 data with brentuximab vedotin in the post-transplant setting and really felt that it was a very active drug. And that really swayed him to consider the study. And he actually hoped to be on the experimental arm when he was told about this.